Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
Oh, he also hates the Bills. Welcome inside. Happy MLK Day, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
Oh!
And apparently, it is still all Matthew Stafford's fault, Mike Harmon. If not for Matthew Stafford, the Rams would be winning this game maybe 42-0 at halftime. It has been all Matthew Stafford's fault the first half. A 21-0 Rams lead should easily be doubled. And it is all on Stafford to make this happen and to pull the Rams out of this big deficit and try to make it happen in the second half. Look, he is at fault for all of this. So I don't know. I don't know what the Rams do at quarterback from here on out.
Well, I mean, the Cardinals did have 40 yards. Can he play defense? I mean, he really need to shore things up here in the second half. There's no question. I mean, the nice pass to Odell Beckham Jr., but, I mean, it's all about Odell Beckham Jr. scoring his first playoff touchdown. Not, hey, Matthew Stafford telling you all to blank off for all your bad hot takes over his craptastic time in Detroit. Detroit being craptastic, not necessarily him.
Hey,
but
hey, you mean the team, not because I vacation there, okay? You know I vacation.
Not anymore. There. You've wizened up. Right. You said, I'm 50, I'm frisky, and I ain't going back to Detroit, baby.
No. I said we're not going back in the wintertime. It's a summertime only. Like, I want to go back for the humidity, not for all the cold weather. That's what I'll go back for.
Well, if only you had your teenage hair, you'd really enjoy the humidity on a whole other level. But, yeah, what a game. I know probably about 9,000 people at this game. It's like, are you going tonight? It's like,
oh, yeah, everybody.
Are you going?
How are you going? Well, tickets were a lot cheaper. And that's the big thing, is that last time the Rams played at home was, wait a minute, everybody from San Francisco came down. They're spending $300 on tickets, but these tickets were now $100. So now it's probably, I would say, 85 to 90% Rams here, the way SoFi looks against Cardinals, and lowering prices and making it easier for people to buy tickets. Hey, guess what? I'm going to go.
It's supply and demand. I mean, the playoff tickets pricing is generally set by the league for each round. But, yeah, the secondary market, even as of 2 hours ago, Jason, I could have bought tickets for $75.
Look at you. Why didn't you? You could have called. You could have done a show from there. Would have been fine.
No. I've got to call someone the ultimate loser. We got to talk about all these games.
Yeah,
we
got to
make fun of of our guy Cliff Kingsbury and the fact that his team didn't bother to show up and play. Just on and on and on. And look, what better than also watching The Rock show off his $32 million Tyrannosaurus that's in his Zoom interview room? Come on, you want to talk about the best flex ever. And I follow him, and I watch the excitement that he brings from the Iron Paradise. Look, I'm in here hanging and banging at 1 a.m. But this was, Eli, hey, what do you got there? Oh, that's Stan. Stan. And then I did a little bit of research. Yeah, it was a private buyer for Stan in 2020 for $32 million. In other words, one movie for The Rock.
Stan, why are you so mad?
That was the most exciting thing of the first half. Are you kidding me?
Well, come on. Kyler Murray throwing that pick, getting dragged down in the end zone. Oh. That was really exciting. This is the thing about Kyler Murray, okay? Because he has had, and you want to talk about a craptastic time, he has had a craptastic first half. 28 yards passing and 2 interceptions. And both of them, you want to say to yourself, what is he thinking? All right, mm-hmm. It's 14-0, and he holds onto the ball way too long in the end zone on a big third down, right after Sean McVay gets a challenge that stops a first down by the Cardinals. He holds onto it way too long. He's getting dragged down. down and to avoid the safety because he held on the ball too long, he just chucks it up and it gets picked off the 2 yard line, the easiest interception return for a touchdown you will ever see. And that turns the score into 21-0. And it was, what is Kyler Murray doing? And then the next time they get the ball and it looks like maybe they've righted themselves, he throws a really bad no touch pass on a running back screen that gets deflected and picked off by the Rams, and it's a 21-0 lead. And as much as we love Kyler Murray, right? Kyler Murray is exciting. First of all, he's really going back to the A's after this. I mean, maybe he's on the phone right now going, hey, can I still get some of my signing bonus? Because this game's not going my way, right? Can I still get some of that back? Can I report to you guys by midnight tonight and still get some of my bonus money back? What if this is just who Kyler Murray is? Not the guy tonight that not the 28 yards and two interceptions and he's terrible, but for all the plaudits that Kyler Murray gets, his production doesn't really match what the hype around him is. All right, because this is someone who you would think the way people talk about Kyler Murray's MVP candidate. Guy threw 24 touchdowns, right? I mean, 24 touchdowns, that's not a lot, right? That's you're middle of the pack in the NFL with that. He threw for 3,700 yards. You are middle of the pack with that, all right? His quarterback rating is pretty good, but it's not like he puts points on the board all the time. Kyler Murray seems more dynamic than he is. And for a guy that talented, you expect a little bit more from him. And I know that, you know, he's still relatively young in his career, but this is a guy now who's been in the league 3 full years. He's kind of a 25 touchdown, 12 interception player who's going to throw for 37 to 4,000 yards. That's what he is, right? His quarterback rating is in the top 15, but he hasn't been someone that has put so many points on the board. Look how dynamic he is. 5 touchdown passes this week. If we say it about Lamar Jackson that, ooh, maybe this is just who he is, because we've talked about that a few months ago. What if this is just who Lamar Jackson is? We keep waiting for him to take this next jump. And no, this is kind of who Lamar Jackson is, someone who will give you great highlights and will play fantastic. But when it comes down to it, he will have stinker games, and you can find a way to game plan around him in the playoffs. What if this is just who Kyler Murray is, a guy that's going to seem more dynamic than he is and is going to make mistakes, have a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, and the touchdowns aren't going to be that many, and this is kind of the quarterback that he is? Because 3 years in the league, we kind of know who you are. It's tough to take that big, big leap. It's usually the big year three leap that someone takes, and it was year three for Kyler Murray. It looked a lot like the first two. So it's not that he's awful. It's not that he's terrible. It's not that, it's not Mac Jones. I mean, come on. It's not Mac Jones. But what if this is just who Kyler Murray is, and expecting this big explosion and a perennial MVP candidate, that's a little too much because we've seen the ceiling from him.
Well, you had the big explosion to start the season, right? All that MVP talk was, well, here's what happened through week seven. Through week seven, he'd had 17 touchdowns. Right, so you're looking at big explosiveness, and then he misses 3 games after, you know, playing in that Thursday night game against Green Bay, a narrow loss, 24-21. He was 274, 2 picks in that one, just 21 yards rushing. But then he misses the next month before coming back, and they beat the Bears, where he's 11 of 15 for 123, right? Misses those 3 games. Colt McCoy goes 2-1. You have a bye week. They change up the offense. He comes back, and it ain't excuse making. You're on the field. You got to make plays. Has he ever looked like he really wanted to take off and run, with the exception of 1 or 2 games where there were a couple of big runs, and even though the gate was different than during the early part of the season? You lose DeAndre Hopkins, you're going down the stretch. Man, I said it when we were previewing the game the end of last week, was if they can't get production out of James Conner and Chase Edmonds, both of whom ended up being, hey, are they going to play tonight? Yeah, I think they're going to go. Are they going to play tonight? You're sure they're going to play tonight. You're going to be in trouble. And like we said, 40 total yards of offense in a first half, and a couple of really bad decisions, right? That's the thing that bothers you. It's like, if you don't get the production, that's one thing. But if you then compound it by just, I know you don't want to eat the ball and take the safety, Sometimes you got to look around and realize this little overhead, you know, throw ain't working. You did film review. You watched the terrible interception that Stafford threw from the end zone a couple of weeks ago.
Didn't you just see it? It's the guy across the field from you right now. That's the guy.
Right? We've all seen stupidity over the course of the season. Don't be the guy who's next on that reel. That's really the main thing, and especially in the playoffs. And that's the worst of it is, all right, here's the end of super wild card weekend. Other than getting to say, I got to watch a lot of football, was it really super? I mean, was it really super? There's a lot of bad football, bad officiating, and a lot of lunacy. But a lot of beers consumed, a lot of wings eaten, and it's good for the economy. So I guess we'll take it that way.
Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Now, just real quick on Matthew Stafford for a second, all right? Because everybody is always ready to jump on top of him.
Sure.
He's got a near-perfect quarterback rating tonight, and I say this means he's going to throw a big, long pick because he's going to force
Well, you know, he almost just had one here that wouldn't have been his fault, but it would have been a pick nonetheless as a ball squirted through Cooper Kupp's hands, and the linebacker didn't think it would get on him, so he looked like, no!
But that's the thing about this game tonight is Matthew Stafford has been really accurate. The Rams have a 3-touchdown lead, and Cooper Kupp has caught all of one pass. One pass tonight. It's been Odell Beckham, who has caught 4 passes, a touchdown. As long as they don't try to force the ball deep to him, which I've told you for a long time, this is the one thing Matthew Stafford does that gets him in a lot of trouble. And I don't know why the Rams keep wanting to do this. Don't try to force the ball deep to Odell Beckham because they're not on the same page. Odell's not a guy that's going to go up and get the ball. He's not someone that's going to take a 50-50 ball and go get it. He's going to try to hope that it bounces off the defensive back and it goes in for a touchdown. Right? He's not. The bad pick six he threw, the bad pick he threw to end the game a week ago against the 49ers was a bad pass, but it was also Odell Beckham not coming back to the ball and trying to make a play and hoping that it was just going to fall incomplete or it would bounce to him. Just stop that. And as long as you're not doing that, you'll be fine. And ta-da, are they forcing the ball deep to Odell Beckham? No. They're using him how I talked about they should be using him all along. He is still the third receiver on the team, and he's someone who, when you trust him to get those medium to large chunk plays, you're talking about 12 to 18 yards, that's the guy. That's the guy you're looking at. If he caught 5 passes for 60 yards every week, the Rams are going to be happy. But right now you're looking at a guy that could be on the way to a 100-yard day, and the Cardinals are scratching the head going, oh my God, now we got to stop Odell Beckham. And I say this as Odell Beckham just completes a 30-yard pass for a first down for the Rams.
Cam Akers standing by himself.
About time Cam Akers caught a pass. It was a great play. Odell Beckham throws a phenomenal pass that all the way across the field, back across, that hits Cam Akers in stride, and now the Rams are inside the 15-yard line looking to make this a 28-0 game and really send Kyler Murray back to calling Billy Beane going, hey, I might have been too hasty.
Did you notice that they called a pass play for Beckham to throw it one play after Matthew Stafford absolutely got bludgeoned on a ball that he threw downfield? So Cooper Kupp draws the defensive holding penalty, so extends things. But then the next play is a wide receiver pass, which, by the way, I think the Cardinals got screwed on earlier. I want to see that straight line. Was it really forward? Is it where, like, he extended his hands? Where was the ball? But in this one, there's no question about it. And it's just a beautiful toss by Odell Beckham Jr., who got trucked as he let go of the ball. So, chaos ensuing, I tell you. I just wanted a good game, Smith. Was that so wrong?
Well, look, I'm just glad that I can sit here and tell you the truth about Matthew Stafford and Odell Beckham and tell you what works and what doesn't. And I can be a modern-day Nostradamus when it comes to the Rams. I
mean, that was really good with Odell Beckham Jr. right there. Just throw the ball to him on a quick screen and let him do what he's going to do.
Yeah, let Odell be Odell. Just run with it, throw it, whatever you want. Punt it. I don't care. You want to kick it away?
40 passing yards, I tell you. You're feeling good about that. I wonder if any prop bets included passing yards for him.
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Does that count in total yards, or does it have to be just rushing and receiving?
No. I think the prop bet is will Odell complete a pass? Like that's the bet. I don't think it's about, that'd be tough to say passing and rushing and receiving, but I think it's about completing a pass.
I think the print's small enough you can make it work.
All right. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts you don't need. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. The job has just gotten a little bit easier for the Rams as Cooper Kupp has his second reception of the game, and it is a touchdown catch from 10 yards out from Matthew Stafford. Make it a 27-0 game by the Rams, and the extra point is up and good. 28-0 at SoFi. Matthew Stafford now near a perfect quarterback rating for this game. The Rams are all over the Cardinals.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi, buddy.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, right now, 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is all Rams, 28-0 over the Cardinals. In fact, the Cardinals are still looking to crack triple digits in yardage for tonight. They had the ball near midfield, and they're at 77 right now. They're getting there, Mike Harmon. They are almost there, 77 yards.
Well, Kyler Murray now has more passing yards than Odell Beckham Jr., so that's good.
Well, that would have been a great prop bet. Odell more passing yards than Kyler Murray?
If you would have thought that he was on the negative side of that midway through the third quarter, while being on the field, because that's the other part, right? It's not, hey, he left with injury. No, he's made 20 pass attempts, 10 completions, 46 yards. And then he ran for a first down. It's like, you got to get down, man. We've been talking about baseball, and you've been seeing a lot of the images of him in an Oakland A's uniform on your timeline, razzing him. In theory, you learn to slide at some point.
Yeah.
You can't take that hit once you're trying to give yourself up. That's it, man. Just go down. Do the Peyton Manning, good old, you know, just crumble, right? The legs go out from under you, and down you go. Crumple up.
Joining us now on the hotline, CBS Sports NFL insider extraordinaire. You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is Jason Lockenfora. Jason, you only have 46 less yards passing than Kyler Murray tonight. You're having a good night.
I am, and I'm just getting warmed up, so who knows. At this point, though, Odell Beckham is the second best quarterback on the field, so that's probably not ideal for Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Football Cardinals.
How many times do you think that's been sent to Baker Mayfield in the last 25 minutes?
Yeah, might get around.
Well, and Billy Bean. Billy Bean and Baker Mayfield getting all this. Yeah, hey, look, just so you know, Kyler might want, after tonight, he may want to be able to go back to the A's.
Is that spring training invite, assuming we even have spring training. That's still out there for me, boss.
What do you mean? There's a lockout? Forget it. We got a lockout. Yeah. You know, the thing about Kyler Murray, yes, obviously the playoffs are a different thing. Mm-hmm. But Kyler Murray, this is his third year in the league, and he's kind of settled into being a 25-touchdown, 10-12 interception quarterback. The image of Kyler Murray is better than the dynamic image that people think he has. They just don't put enough points on the board. He has great games, but he has games where he really looks ordinary. And if we say about Lamar Jackson, hey, man, this may be as good as it gets. Could this be as good as it gets for Kyler Murray?
Well, Kyler Murray should aspire to ever get as good as Lamar Jackson got, because I'm old enough to remember him being a unanimous MVP as a 22-year-old who had only started half a season and was picked at the end of the first round, not the first pick of the first round. So I think we need to be clear about that. And I would say, as much as people got on Lamar Jackson for his first playoff appearance as a raw rookie who took over in week 9 and spent half that week in the hospital getting IVs because he was that sick and didn't even really practice, and then came in and faced the Bengals in a must-win game and won, and then pretty much won until he faced the Chargers again in the playoffs, and even then rallied them to make it a one-score game. He never peed down his leg like this. You know, and then people were all over him about the loss against Tennessee, where he produced like 515 yards of offense. But yeah, he's the reason they lost to Tennessee. Yeah, or it could be that Marlon Humphrey got beat on a double move early, and they had no answers on defense. And yeah, so whatever. But this is a bit of a referendum on Kyler and Cliff, and they're tied at the hip, and they came in together, and you didn't get one without the other. And guess what? If Arizona doesn't have the first overall pick in that draft to take Kyler Murray, this whole thing with Cliff probably doesn't happen. But it did, and like we can sit here and talk about, well, they lost DeAndre Hopkins. Well, I mean, Tennessee lost Derrick Henry in, like, you know, Halloween, and they're the one seed in the AFC. So you have to be able to adjust. You have to be able. They've drafted players. Look, I wouldn't have paid, you know, A.J. Green, but they did. You look at all the, you know, Christian Kirk and the draft capital they put in to pass catchers, and it's got to be better than this. I mean, this is abject failure. And the problem with the Arizona Cardinals is, each of these years, as the sample has expanded, they've gotten smaller. They've gotten less creative. They've gotten less innovative. They've gotten less productive. They've gotten less efficient. They've gotten less effective. And when they play big boy teams, they really tend to come up small. So I think there's a lot of good questions to be asked. And you've got these two, you know, now both with sort of their hands out because they can be paid now, right? I mean, you saw all the stuff. Oh, Oklahoma, you know, they might really make a run at Kingsbury. Like in the middle of the season, he's going to leave them to go to Oklahoma. But whatever, those are the games that were being played in the media. And now you've got a situation where Kyler's 3 years in and he could be extended. I don't know, man. I think the verdict is out on both. And if I'm running a franchise, I'd have reservations about doubling down. I think Kyler will continue to be a winning NFL quarterback. But is he going to be a Super Bowl winning playoff quarterback? I don't know.
All right, so I'm firing Kingsbury. Is Mike McCarthy going to go out with him too?
Wow.
He should. But, you know, will Jerry Jones do it or not? I think a lot of it's going to depend on, frankly, the situations with his coordinators. And Dan Quinn's getting a job. And Kellen Moore has no business getting a job. Like, let's just be real. You know what I mean? He's 33. What has he really done besides, like, telling awesome stories in production meetings and getting people in the media, like, super fired up about him? And, you know, Jerry believes in him, and that's all that matters. But, like, I just have never seen this whole, like, he's an immediate rock star head coach thing. I haven't seen it. I'm not even sure he's that good of a play caller. But, you know, 25, whatever, he already interviewed with Jacksonville. He's got 3 or 4 more interviews. There's only 32 teams in the league. So Jerry's going to lose his defensive coordinator unless he figures out a way to keep him, which would probably only involve making him the head coach. And he may lose his offensive coordinator too, who you and I would probably say, well, okay, so what?
Yeah.
But he made McCarthy keep this guy 2 years ago because that's what he thought of him then. And he played for Jerry, and we know how that goes. I can remember, you know, when Jason Garrett played for him and then Jason Garrett coached for him and then he did whatever. He moved heaven and earth not to have Jason Garrett not take the Ravens job, which ended up being a great thing for Baltimore because they hired Harbaugh, you know, and paid him a boatload of money and said, wait a year or two, you're going to be my guy. You're the next man up. And that eventually happened. And that produced nothing in the playoffs, but so be it. So I think they're at a crossroads. And look at McCarthy with these guys, right, who both are in demand, whatever you may think of them. It's been rough. Imagine him, okay, we're going to stay with him, and then we're going to find 2 other dudes to do this. And, like, could he go get Mike Zimmer, you know, or Vic Fangio if he pays enough money? Sure. And you might be okay on defense. But I think that you got to let this thing play out a little bit. And I know people who know Jerry very well who were talking to him in October, November, December, and he's dead set on thinking this is a Super Bowl or bust team, and if we don't get where we need to go, you know, then I may have to shake things up, and we'll see.
CBS Sports NFL Insider Jason Lock and for our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, now moving over now to the Patriots, right? They were on the express train to the playoffs and everything was great. Mac Jones was fantastic. And then, well, the second half of the season happened. How do you assess things for New England right now? Is Mac Jones a guy you can really build on who, oh my God, he's going to be Tom Brady? Or is Mac Jones, well, the guy's a pretty good game manager and let's start getting some big-time weapons around him.
I don't think Mac Jones played horribly in this game at all. I think he was undone by a lot of drops early, and for his first playoff game to be in that just raucous, crazy environment on a day where nobody showed up on his defense and not a whole lot of people showed up on his offensive line and receivers and running backs and tight ends are dropping balls and you know, did Jonnu Smith play in that game? I don't know. Like, yeah, I allegedly he had like 18 snaps, but I don't remember any of them. And that's where they were. You know what I mean? And I thought the kid was far and away not the reason they lost the game. Now, do I think he has a limited upside? Yes. Do I think the hype train on him got way out of control, way too fast? Yes. Do I think he needs more help? Absolutely. Do I think he's in good hands with Josh McDaniels? Definitely. But they better find a pass rush some way, somehow. I mean, Vinovich looks like a bust. Uche looks like a bust. Judon, through 12 weeks, was in my top five for defensive player of the year. He got five pressures and no sacks his final five games. Like, that thing fell apart. And he only played 22 of 56 snaps last night and was benched for a lot of the second half. And he was benched in the second half the week before. So the defense was toothless. They couldn't run the ball at all. And I think all things considered, Mac Jones held up okay. Now, is he going to be a transcendent quarterback? I don't think so. But that doesn't mean they can't do good things with him. But They still have a ways to go. And when they were really humming along during that seven-game winning streak, they were running it down people's throats with multiple backs. And they were a very opportunistic defense that was getting pressure that you couldn't really run on. And they had a couple of individuals, you know, J.C. Jackson and Judon in particular, both in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. The moment that stopped being the case, the bottom fell out. And I think the way their season went had more to do with that than it did Mac Jones not looking, you know, generational under the circumstances he was put under.
Jason, why wouldn't Ben Roethlisberger just say he was retiring? Why must we all be tormented?
I didn't even know. Did he? It doesn't matter what he said. I mean,
he just kind of danced about it. I was like, no team's going to end up making him a guy
or bloviating about his future. I missed that.
Well, you never know. You never know when, you know, a different team will say, hey, we're really desperate, but we know you're out in Pittsburgh, so we'll figure something else out. You never know.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember 3 weeks ago where he somehow won a game against the Browns in which he averaged 2.67 yards per attempt, per passing attempt. I'm old enough to remember last night when he had 14 attempts for 24 yards in the first half of a playoff game in the NFL, in professional football. This wasn't Pop Warner. This wasn't Pee Wee. We all know it's over.
Well, look, that's why we talked to you, because now this is like the third thing in the interview you're old enough to remember, because you can help people out that aren't, you know?
Yeah, I know. Trust me, my memory ain't what it used to be. But that, I know.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Hey, if you're unfamiliar with trends in the NFL in the last 8 weeks, Jason Lockenfora is your guy. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk
Thanks,
to you next
gentlemen.
Week.
See you, Enjoy Jason. The second half of this debacle.
Yeah. Mercifully, I'm going to start drinking like The Rock did after that pick six, and he picked up the full bottle of Terramana and just took a really big draw from that. I was going to ask about the Bengals, but I figured that was going to be a much longer, intricate answer, and I figured I could get a good laugh out of just throwing Ben Roethlisberger on the old barbecue.
Oh, sure, sure.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike, check. Mike, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We'll hopefully have an update on Buda Baker coming up in a few minutes, leaving the field with a scary injury. The Rams tack a field goal onto their lead. It's now 31-8 over the Arizona Cardinals with 14 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But while this is still going on, clearly the Dallas Cowboys and their loss a day ago is still something everybody is talking about, and rightfully so, because not only the fact the Cowboys lost, but just how they lost. And I'll tell you one thing before we get deeper into it coming up in a few minutes, because there's a couple of different big time conversations to have. The first one is this, right? The NFL will somehow alter or change the rule of placing the ball and time coming off the clock in the offseason, right? Because obviously we watched the way the game ended with the Dak Prescott quarterback slide. The official had a little bit of trouble spotting the football. So by the time the Cowboys got the football and spiked it, time was out. Another second, and the Cowboys would have had one final play from 25 yards away. But when you think of this situation in absolutes, is the game ended, and I have no that the game ended, right? The game was over. That's exactly what happened. Should the game end when an official has trouble spotting a football? That's not entirely fair. That's going to be what's brought up, and the fact that it happened to the Dallas Cowboys is what's going to get that rule changed. Because if this happened to the Jaguars in the playoffs or the Vikings, or forget it, the rule's not getting, look what happened. But it happened to the Cowboys. Jerry Jones is very influential, and you are going to get a change because Jerry Jones, even though it's not going to help him, is going to want a rule changed that's going to say, hey, the Cowboys got screwed, so we had to have a rule change for it to help him save a little bit of face and keep the Cowboys top of mind of, hey, look, the league does things for us because we're the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I don't know if it's going to get to the point where it's like college, where after a first down, the clock stops until the ball is set. Maybe there's just going to be, after every first down, 3 seconds don't come off the clock to give everybody a chance to run up and to be able to avoid something like that from happening. But there will be a rule change because this happened to the Dallas Cowboys.
Curiosity. It seemed like everybody in the football watching and loving world knew that the referee had to touch it, so get the hell out of his way, right? A lot of folks were arguing, well, he's too far back behind the play. It's like, well, that's where he's got to be spotted, and then Dak Prescott ran for 20 yards. That's going to cause issues, right? Because there was some semblance of, you know what, he's got to get down after 15, knowing that the referee has to catch up, or, you know, a myriad other things. Hey, I tried to lateral it if you get towards the numbers, and it just so happened to go out of bounds. You know, those kind of things that you can play games with. Will there be a rule change? I would hope not. Like, I think it's a lesson. The ball is just like it used to be the Barry Sanders. You scored a touchdown, flip the ball to the official. In a two-minute drill, that's part of what you practice. Get the ball into the official's hand so he can spot it and move. Now, because I saw people getting mad saying, well, why did he have to move it like he did? It's like, well, he had to spot the ball.
Right.
Like, right? And he had to go through.
You're
not
supposed
only
to
Dak
give him
Prescott,
the ball, not your center, right. which is Dak Prescott.
Right. Not just Dak Prescott. Plus the center, plus everybody just get the hell out of the way. There should have been a parting of the Red Seas. Then he could just spot it quickly, and you can down it with 3 seconds, and then you have one more shot at the end zone. But we can all just say you really also shouldn't get a pass on what you called for the play, because, boy, you want to talk about living on the edge, baby. I mean, that is living on the edge. Rich.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, our Best Of podcast goes up after the show is over on iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can get it, download it, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever again. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Our Best Of podcast goes up iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can get it and get all of our Best Of. So, yeah, trust me, because it's the Cowboys, there will be a rule change. Now, what about the final play? What about the controversy? What about the drama? Oh, we got it all for you right here coming up next. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio.